This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.
Flower remedies for Venus and Moon with Rahu Ketu aspects in the 7th house. When Venus or the Moon is positioned in the 7th house with aspects from Rahu or Ketu, it significantly impacts relationships, sexual health, emotional connections, and balance. The 7th house governs partnerships, libido, external sexual organs, kidneys, lower back, and reproductive hormones. Rahu tends to amplify desires, leading to excess or obsession, while Ketu causes detachment, leading to emotional withdrawal or confusion. Below is an analysis of how Bach flower remedies can support individuals with these planetary configurations. 7th house overview. Venus governs love, relationships, sensuality, sexual health, and balance. In the 7th house, it influences sexual expression, emotional intimacy, and partnership dynamics. Moon governs emotions, intuition, and emotional nurturing. In the 7th house, it affects emotional bonding, partnership harmony, and how emotions are expressed within relationships. Rahu's influence causes excess obsession and amplified desires. In the 7th house, Rahu may cause obsessive relationships, unhealthy sexual habits, and compulsive behavior. Ketu's influence leads to detachment, confusion, and emotional withdrawal. Ketu in the 7th house can cause emotional numbness, sexual dysfunction, or a feeling of isolation in relationships. Suggested Bach flower remedies. Based on these planetary characteristics and the potential emotional and relational imbalances caused by Rahu or Ketu's influence on Venus or the Moon, the following combinations of Bach flower remedies are recommended for balancing emotional and sexual health in the 7th house. If Venus is influenced by Rahu in the 7th house, chicory, for possessiveness and manipulation in relationships. Rahu can make Venus's desires overwhelming, causing individuals to become emotionally controlling or overly dependent on their partners. Cherry plum, for fear of losing control in relationships, particularly where sexual compulsions or obsessive tendencies dominate. This remedy helps restore balance and self-control. Agrimony, for people who hide their relationship struggles behind a facade of happiness. Rahu's influence can create internal tension while projecting a cheerful exterior. Holly, to address jealousy, suspicion, and possessiveness in relationships, especially if Rahu's intensity causes insecurity about love or partnership fidelity. If Venus is influenced by Ketu in the 7th house, water violet, for emotional isolation and aloofness in relationships, Ketu's influence on Venus can make individuals emotionally distant, creating barriers to intimacy. Mustard, for feelings of sudden sadness or depression, which may arise when Ketu detaches Venus from its emotional and sexual expression. Pine, for feelings of guilt or inadequacy in relationships or sexual expression, helping individuals to let go of self-criticism or emotional suppression caused by Ketu. Crabapple, to address issues with body image or feelings of imperfection in relationships, particularly related to sexual health or emotional vulnerability. If Moon is influenced by Rahu in the 7th house, Mimulus, for specific fears and anxieties about intimacy, sexual health, or emotional vulnerability in relationships. Rahu's influence can heighten fears related to emotional exposure. White chestnut, for obsessive or repetitive thoughts about relationships or sexual matters. Rahu can cause the mind to fixate on relationship dynamics, leading to mental unrest. Aspen, for vague fears and emotional instability, especially in partnerships. Rahu's influence can cause subconscious fears related to emotional intimacy. Clematis, for emotional withdrawal or escapism, particularly when Rahu's influence causes detachment from reality in relationships or emotional engagement. If Moon is influenced by Ketu in the seventh house, Wild Rose, for apathy or emotional resignation in relationships often caused by Ketu's detachment. This remedy helps restore enthusiasm and emotional engagement with partners. Star of Bethlehem, for emotional trauma or grief, particularly when Ketu's influence brings unresolved emotional pain to the surface in relationships or sexual health. Genshin, for emotional discouragement or pessimism, especially if Ketu's detachment leads to a sense of hopelessness about emotional fulfillment in relationships. Olive, for emotional and mental exhaustion, particularly when Ketu's influence drains the emotional energy needed for relationship harmony and sexual health. General remedies for seventh house imbalances, relationships, libido, sexual health. Heather, for emotional dependency or self-centeredness in relationships, especially when Venus or Moon in the seventh house causes an over-reliance on others for emotional validation. Walnut, for protection from external influences and support during emotional transitions, especially when dealing with changes in relationships, intimacy, or sexual health. Hornbeam, for mental and emotional fatigue, particularly when overwhelmed by the demands of relationships, partnership roles, or sexual health challenges. Summary of remedies for Rahu's influence. For emotional intensity, obsession, and fear, chicory, cherry plum, mimulus, white chestnut. Summary of remedies for Ketu's influence. For emotional detachment, numbness, and resignation, water violet, mustard, wild rose, star of Bethlehem. Remedies for Venus Moon in the seventh house. For emotional sensitivity, sexual health, and partnership dynamics, pine, crabapple, gentian, olive. Conclusion. When Venus or the Moon is placed in the seventh house and influenced by Rahu or Ketu, individuals may face emotional imbalances and difficulties in relationships or sexual health. Bark flower remedies such as chicory for possessiveness, mimulus for fear, water violet for detachment, and star of Bethlehem for trauma can help individuals restore emotional harmony, improve intimacy, and achieve balance in relationships. These remedies assist in managing Rahu's excesses and Ketu's detachment, supporting emotional resilience and healthy partnerships. Flower remedies for Venus and Moon with Rahu-Ketu aspects in the 8th house. The 8th house is often associated with deep transformation, shared resources, sexuality, death, rebirth, and hidden aspects of life. When Venus or the Moon is placed in this house and influenced by aspects from Rahu or Ketu, it creates profound emotional, psychological, and sexual effects. Rahu can amplify desires and lead to emotional obsession or confusion, while Ketu can cause detachment and emotional numbness. Below is an analysis of how bark flower remedies can support individuals with these planetary influences in the 8th house. 8th house overview. Venus governs sensuality, love, balance, and desires. In the 8th house, Venus influences emotional depth, sexual intimacy, and transformations. Its placement here connects with hidden desires, shared resources, and matters of sexuality. Moon governs emotions, the subconscious mind, intuition, and fluid regulation. In the 8th house, the Moon affects emotional depth, psychic experiences, and emotional transformations related to personal and shared emotional resources. Rahu's influence causes emotional confusion, obsession, and heightened desires. In the 8th house, Rahu may bring an obsession with sexuality, fear of emotional loss, or emotional instability. Ketu's influence causes emotional detachment, numbness, and withdrawal. In the 8th house, Ketu can suppress emotional intimacy, cause fear of transformation, or lead to psychological isolation. Suggested Bach flower remedies. Based on the planetary characteristics of Venus and the Moon, and the potential emotional imbalances caused by Rahu or Ketu, the following Bach flower remedies can help balance emotions, sexuality, and personal transformations. If Venus is influenced by Rahu in the 8th house, chicory, for possessiveness or emotional manipulation in sexual relationships. Rahu's influence on Venus in the 8th house can lead to obsessive desires, control issues, or manipulation in intimate relationships. Cherry plum, for fear of losing emotional or sexual control. Rahu can make emotions intense, and cherry plum helps restore balance and calm during emotional extremes. Agrimony, For those who hide emotional turmoil behind a happy or calm exterior, Rahu's influence may cause inner emotional struggle, especially related to intimacy, while projecting outward calm. Holly. To address jealousy or possessiveness in intimate relationships, Rahu's amplification of desires can lead to insecurity and fears of emotional or sexual betrayal. If Venus is influenced by Ketu in the 8th house, water violet, for emotional isolation and detachment in sexual or intimate relationships, Ketu's influence may cause Venus to become emotionally distant, leading to a lack of connection. Mustard, for sudden feelings of emotional despair or depression, which may surface when Ketu detaches Venus from its sensual and emotional expressions. Pine, for feelings of guilt or inadequacy related to sexual expression or intimate relationships. Ketu's emotional detachment can lead to self-criticism or dissatisfaction. Crabapple, for issues related to self-image, sexual health, or feelings of impurity in intimate relationships. This remedy helps restore self-acceptance and emotional purity. If Moon is influenced by Rahu in the 8th house, Mimulus, for specific fears related to emotional or sexual vulnerability, Rahu's influence on the Moon in the 8th house can create intense fears around emotional exposure or hidden aspects of the psyche. White Chestnut, for obsessive thoughts or emotional looping, especially related to deep emotional or sexual connections, Rahu can cause the mind to become overwhelmed with emotional worries. Aspen, for vague, unexplainable fears or anxieties, which Rahu may amplify in the 8th house. These fears may be related to hidden emotional issues, death, or intimacy. Clematis, for emotional or mental escapism. Rahu's influence can lead to detachment from reality, causing emotional withdrawal into fantasies or emotional avoidance. If Moon is influenced by Ketu, 8, in the 8th house, Wild Rose, for emotional resignation or apathy, often caused by Ketu's detachment in the 8th house. This remedy helps restore enthusiasm and emotional engagement in deep emotional matters. Star of Bethlehem, for emotional trauma or grief related to loss or transformation, which Ketu's influence may bring to the surface. This remedy provides comfort during emotional crises. Gentian, for discouragement or emotional pessimism, especially when Q causes a sense of hopelessness or resignation in dealing with emotional intimacy or transformation. Olive, for emotional and mental exhaustion, particularly when Ketu drains emotional energy needed for deep, emotional or transformative work. General remedies for 8th house imbalances, sexuality, transformation, and emotional depth. For emotional neediness or self-centered behavior in relationships, particularly when Venus or Moon in the 8th house causes over-reliance on others for emotional validation or intimacy. Walnut, for protection from external influences during emotional or transformational changes, especially when dealing with deep emotional work or shifts in intimacy. Hornbeam, for mental and emotional fatigue, particularly when overwhelmed by the demands of intimate relationships, emotional transformations, or hidden fears. Summary of remedies for Rahu's influence. For emotional intensity, obsession and fear, chicory, cherry plum, mimulus, white chestnut. Summary of remedies for Ketu's influence. For emotional detachment, numbness and resignation. Water violet, mustard, wild rose, star of Bethlehem. Remedies for Venus Moon in the 8th house. For emotional sensitivity, sexual health and deep transformation. Pine, crabapple, gentian, olive. Conclusion. When Venus or the Moon is placed in the 8th house and influenced by Rahu or Ketu, individuals may experience emotional intensity, fears, sexual health issues, or emotional detachment. Bach flower remedies such as chicory for possessiveness, mimulus for fears, water violet for detachment, and Star of Bethlehem for trauma can help restore emotional stability, support intimacy, and guide individuals through transformative experiences. These remedies help mitigate the extreme effects of Rahu and Ketu, fostering emotional resilience and deep inner healing. Flower remedies for Jupiter and Mercury with Rahu-Ketu aspects in the 8th house. The 8th house governs transformation, death and rebirth, shared resources, deep emotional connections, inheritance, sexuality and hidden aspects of life. It represents profound changes, occult knowledge, psychological issues and mysteries. When Jupiter or Mercury is positioned in the 8th house and influenced by Rahu or Ketu, it impacts the way individuals handle transformation, shared finances, and hidden emotions, as well as their approach to spiritual or occult matters. Below is a detailed analysis of how Buck Flower remedies can help individuals manage these transformative and often intense planetary influences. 8th house overview. Jupiter represents expansion, wisdom, and higher knowledge. In the 8th house, Jupiter influences deep spiritual insights, transformation, and attitudes toward death, shared resources, and profound emotional experiences. Mercury governs communication, intellect, and mental agility. In the 8th house, Mercury influences how one communicates and intellectualizes transformation, hidden matters, and occult knowledge. Rahu's influence. Rahu can create confusion, obsession, and a desire to explore hidden or taboo subjects. It amplifies desires and can lead to mental or emotional turbulence in dealing with transformation or mystery. Ketu's influence. Ketu brings detachment, emotional numbness, and spiritual withdrawal. In the 8th house, Ketu can cause emotional isolation and difficulty in processing deep emotions or psychological transformations. Suggested Botch Flower Remedies. Based on the planetary characteristics of Jupiter and Mercury and the potential emotional and mental imbalances caused by Rahu or Ketu's influence in the 8th house, the following Buck Flower Remedies can help balance deep emotional and psychological processes, shared resources, and spiritual transformation. If Jupiter is influenced by Rahu in the 8th house, Agrimony, for those who hide deep emotional conflicts behind a cheerful exterior. Rahu's influence on Jupiter in the 8th house may cause internal unrest and difficulty dealing with emotional or spiritual transformation. Cherry Plum. For fear of losing emotional or mental control, especially in situations of deep transformation or psychological upheaval. Rahu's intensity can create a fear of inner breakdown. Heather. For people who feel overly dependent on others for validation in shared resources or intimate connections. Rahu can amplify Jupiter's need for validation in shared matters. For obsessive thoughts, particularly around deep emotional or financial concerns, Rahu's influence can cause overthinking about transformational experiences or shared resources. If Jupiter is influenced by Ketu in the 8th house, Water Violet, for emotional detachment and withdrawal from shared emotional or financial experiences, Ketu's influence may cause Jupiter to become isolated in dealing with deep transformations. Mustard, for sudden feelings of despair or deep sadness related to transformation, inheritance, or shared resources. Ketu's detachment can dampen Jupiter's expansive nature, leading to spiritual melancholy. Pine, for guilt or feelings of inadequacy related to shared resources or profound emotional connections. Ketu's detachment can cause self-blame for not achieving emotional or spiritual fulfillment. Olive, for emotional and mental exhaustion, especially when Ketu drains Jupiter's vitality, making it difficult to stay energized through emotional transformations or shared resource management. If Mercury is influenced by Rahu in the 8th house, Mimulus, for specific fears related to hidden aspects of life, occult knowledge, or deep emotional connections, Rahu's influence on Mercury can heighten fears around secrets or hidden matters. White Chestnut, for obsessive or racing thoughts about transformation, death, or shared finances. Rahu's influence on Mercury can lead to mental overactivity and constant rumination. Aspen, for vague, unexplainable fears related to deep emotions or psychological transformation. Rahu can cause Mercury to become overwhelmed by hidden fears and anxieties. Clematis, for mental escapism or detachment from reality, especially when Rahu's influence on Mercury leads to a preoccupation with fantasies or hidden mysteries. If Mercury is influenced by Ketu in the 8th house, Wild Rose, for apathy or emotional resignation related to deep emotional connections or spiritual matters. Ketu's influence on Mercury may lead to disengagement from the hidden or transformative aspects of life. Star of Bethlehem, for unresolved emotional trauma related to transformation, death, or psychological experiences. Ketu's influence can bring past emotional wounds to the surface. Gentian, for discouragement or pessimism in dealing with emotional transformation, shared resources, or spiritual growth. Ketu's influence may cause emotional detachment and pessimism. Olive, for mental and emotional exhaustion, particularly when Ketu drains Mercury's mental energy and causes burnout in dealing with complex emotional or psychological matters. Hash general remedies for 8th house imbalances, transformation, shared resources and emotional depth. For protection from external influences and emotional stability during times of transformation. This remedy helps with transitions, especially in shared resources or spiritual growth. Hornbeam, for mental and emotional fatigue caused by the challenges of managing deep emotional experiences, shared finances, or spiritual exploration. Summary of remedies for Rahu's influence, for mental obsession, fear, and overactivity. Agrimony, cherry plum, mimulus, white chestnut. Summary of remedies for Ketu's influence, for emotional detachment, spiritual numbness and resignation, water violet, mustard, wild rose, star of Bethlehem. Remedies for Jupiter-Mercury in the 8th house, for balancing deep transformation, shared resources, and emotional or spiritual processes, heather, pine, olive, gentian. Conclusion: when Jupiter or Mercury is placed in the 8th house and influenced by Rahu or Ketu, individuals may face emotional intensity, fears, or detachment related to deep transformation, shared resources, and spiritual growth. Baksh flower remedies, such as agrimony for hidden stress, mimulus for fears, water violet for detachment, and star of Bethlehem for trauma, can help restore balance and promote emotional clarity and resilience during these intense life experiences. These remedies help manage the effects of Rahu's amplification and Ketu's detachment, fostering emotional and spiritual growth.